The mayor knew what to expect since he spent the day collating comments and questions from constituents in advance of the meeting.
I wanted to make sure in the context of what I had, which was this room, which wasn't big enough, and time, which wasn't near enough time, to facilitate the best I could the needs of the community. I've heard comments this morning. Many people have thanked me, and I appreciate that because, as you saw last night, I had to stymie the crowd multiple times to keep enough decorum so we could continue a meeting. So what I heard this morning was we heard a lot from BLM on process, and that didn't really answer a lot of people's questions. People felt not heard, although we were all sat here and we tried to convey. I've heard the word condescending.
Here is Uncompahgre Field Office Director Barb Sherrow responding to a question from Council Member Amber Kleinman about protecting the watershed.
So your source water is protected with these leases. That's why that blue parcel is removed, because it was actually in your source water protection. That does not cover the entire watershed. If we protected all the watersheds for every town in the Intermountain West, we would have absolutely no industrial development whatsoever.
After multiple such eruptions from the crowd of 200-plus, the mayor closed the meeting with a heartfelt speech that was met with a standing ovation. Here's part of what he said.
Just, this is a very emotional issue, and I tried to convey in my closing comments why that is. Why is this so emotional? And I said, you know, in my folksy way, you know, I say, it's a pretty cool thing going, what we have going on here. And I really couldn't articulate beyond that, and it wasn't until I talked to Chris Yates one day at Living Farm Cafe, and he said, I know what it is. It's that everything that makes this valley what it is, none of it has to do with money.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.